and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Thursday morning is here. We're set to go this morning. Are you ready?
I am.
Life good for you?
Yeah, it is.
Where are your headphones?
Well, they're right next to me, but I don't want to get them because I don't want to get in trouble.
Go ahead and get them again.
This is twice
in 3 days.
See how quick that was?
Well, see, here's the deal. We've only done the morning show together for almost 4 years now.
Sorry.
Did you see the story out of Searcy where there were some human remains found outside of a high school?
Yes.
So Riverview High School is a campus in Searcy, and there was a kid who was out there kind of near the woods, and they found some stuff. They were human remains, and now they're saying it looks like, based on like the wear and tear and stuff like that, they could have been there for a minute.
Okay, if that was you.
Oh my gosh.
What would you even know what to do? Like, would you be so nervous you couldn't even dial 911?
I think I'd run from them. And I'd be gone.
Well, they're not going to chase you.
Well, I get that. Yeah. But I don't think I want to have to tell anybody about it either, because like,
then you think that they'll think that it was you.
Or what if they come after me, like the person who did the crime? Like, I ain't getting in the middle of any of that drama, because I don't need drama in my life.
Man.
Save the drama. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Just a crate. And it's a kid who was out there.
I know.
Like, oh, there's bones out there by the woods.
Right.
So they're going to send all that stuff off to the crime lab and try to figure out what it is, whose remains they are. But it's a pretty wild story to think your kid's out there playing and then, bam, there's human remains.
Maybe they'll solve a long-lost case.
Yeah. We'll put you on the case. You can be our private investigator. Okay. On this day on K-Fine in the year 1999, Garth Brooks had a number one song. It was this one.
Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a floor. Wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman. I'm her hard working man, no doubt.
How many years ago was this, Kelly?
Mm-mm. Yeah, we're two of a kind working on a full house.
Garth Brooks, two of a kind working on a full house, number one on K-Fine on this day in the year 1999.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's time for another edition of Brandon's Really Crazy and Random Dreams. Cue the harps. So sometimes I have these really weird dreams, and I can't explain them. I don't know what happens.
Right.
But last night, my dream was that I was auditioning for KAIT.
Oh.
To do a news show. So I am there to audition. And nothing is working properly. Like, my headphones, I plug into the wrong spot. I accidentally spill a drink all over the place. And for whatever reason, it was almost like I was in air traffic control. Because everybody was just lined up on this console.
Huh.
And I'm supposed to be doing the news, but nothing is working.
Is anyone there that we know?
I can't remember if there were people there that...
Were you co-hosting with Destiny Quinn?
It was me and Destiny. And there we were. And she was trying to guide me through the news. And then I couldn't read the teleprompter.
Man.
I had problems there with my eyes.
Well.
And then I start to
get... We know why you dream that.
Then I start to get nervous about why things aren't working out. Because I remember the day that we did go out to KAIT.
Yes.
And we shot one 25-second commercial. And it took us an hour and a half. But where these dreams come from?
I don't know. Were you watching before you went to sleep?
I'm trying to think of what we watched. I might have turned on the news, but like my dream was around like 3 o'clock this morning.
That's like, weird.
I'm not thinking of a career change.
Right.
I'm not thinking of going into television.
Hmm.
But there I was. And people were being mean to me because they didn't think I knew what I was doing. And essentially, they thought I was unqualified for the job.
So if we have anyone that can interpret this dream for you.
I really need that. I need somebody who can tell me what's wrong with me. Right?
Well, that too.
This is another edition of Brandon's Really Crazy and Random Dreams.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Got you guys up on the way here in just a second. A mega reality star is ready to make a big transition into the courtroom. We'll tell you who and why coming up.
And Jennifer Lopez has stayed quiet through the whole cheating allegation thing. until now.
Got your gossip on the way in about 7 minutes on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Got your gossip on Kim Kardashian. And I think, you know, I've kind of admitted that I kind of think she's a little bit neat. So I'm kind of fascinated.
Is that the word you normally use is neat?
With some of the stuff that she does. It's like, wow, I can't believe she's going to do that, right? She's on the cover of Vogue magazine, the first time in the history of Vogue that she's been the solo cover girl for the U.S. version of Vogue, right? Really pretty photographs in there, her and then family photos and stuff like that. In the magazine, Kim Kardashian reveals that she's actually studying to become a lawyer. So the idea is she started this four-year apprenticeship with a law firm in San Francisco, and she wants to take the bar by 2020.
Wow.
So we'll see if it works out for her. Her dad, though, was a lawyer, right?
That's right, yep.
Robert Kardashian and a part of the OJ trial. So anyway, maybe the legal blood runs deep in the family, but Kim Kardashian is studying to be a lawyer.
Gotcha, gossip on Jennifer Lopez. So you may remember that Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez got engaged last month. Okay, well, not too long after they made the announcement, former baseball player Jose Canseco claimed that A-Rod was cheating on her, came out with all of these tweets saying, hey, he's cheating on her with my ex-wife, blah, blah, blah. So there was this whole back and forth between Jose. And then also Jose's ex-wife came out saying, hey, this isn't true, okay? Well, J-Lo never responded to any of it, you know? She kind of sat on it until now. She was being interviewed and was asked about the whole situation, about Jose Canseco tweeting about this. And she just immediately laughs it off and says it doesn't matter. She said she knows what the truth is. She knows who he is. She knows he knows that she's happy and she, whatever. She knows that he's happy and everything's fine. So there's that.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Got your gossip on Avengers Endgame. That movie is getting set to come out and people are freaking out about this movie, right? It sold more advance tickets in the first week than Star Wars The Force Awakens, which is the previous record holder. And they say that Avengers Endgame is actually outpacing Infinity War 5-1. That's how big this movie can be. And they're thinking that there's the potential it could break the opening weekend record of $257.7 million.
Wow.
Which would be absolutely huge. So that movie's coming out. We have tickets. I know shows are selling out. We have tickets we're going to be giving away to that. And also, we watched the trailer for that in my house last night. I went to the movie trailer section of YouTube. We watched that one, and we watched the Lion King trailer.
Oh, I can't wait.
We watched Toy Story 4, too.
I know.
Like, and there's an Addams Family animated movie coming out.
There's some good ones.
So, anyway, if you haven't seen The Lion King and you remember fondly the animated movie, but you haven't seen, like, the new digitized version.
Live action.
I was like, it looks so real, Dad. We posted that trailer on the BBITM blog. You can check it out this morning at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com. And, of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just watching the Lion King trailer again. I'm telling you, that's going to be a good movie.
You need to watch the first one first, please.
I didn't think we'd bring that up, the fact that I haven't seen the first one.
I need you to watch the first one, or you're not going to appreciate it.
No, I'll appreciate it. I will. I promise. One of the characters, is it Simba? And who's
Mufasa's the dad.
That's what I was going to say, Mufasa.
Do you know the his girlfriend's name that he ends up, his little girlfriend?
Is it a tiger or a lion?
It's a lioness.
It's a lioness. Is it?
Not from Peanuts, Charlie Brown.
Sybil.
No, it's not Sybil.
Not Sybil. What is it? Close to Sybil?
No.
No, it's not. I didn't think it was. Is it Hakuna?
That's the name of one of the songs.
It's not her, the girl's name?
No, her name's not Hakuna.
It's not It's not Sybil or Hakuna.
It's not Matata either.
Let me think. Give me the names again, the first two.
Simba.
Simba.
Mufasa.
Mufasa.
Simone.
Biles.
No, not the gymnast.
Not her.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Is it Simone? Oh, it's not Simone?
Actually, I forget the girl's name. But well, then why I think are you it starts. I think it starts with an S.
Right, that's what I said.
No, you didn't say. No, you didn't say it. Anything.
Syphilis.
What? No.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you haven't seen the photos from Kim Kardashian's Vogue shoot,
how many times are you going to mention this today?
They're up on the blog today, the BBITM blog at kfine.com. And again, I described her as
Neat.
She's kind of neat.
And she's now your screensaver.
No, she's not my screensaver. I'm not allowed to have a screensaver that's a girl. All right, let's move past that because that's awkward.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
A 45-year-old woman in Crossville, Tennessee named Sally popped into a Walmart around 4 a.m. to do some shopping. Well, she decided to use one of the motorized carts with a basket on the front.
Sure,
you know, made it easier.
Yeah.
Well, she drove around in it around the store for about 30 minutes. Well, then she drove out of the store. Well, the cameras have her basically doing a few donuts in the parking lot, doing a few loops around the parking lot. Well, then she heads towards the highway.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, no. Well, several people called the police to report a woman driving a motorized scooter in the slow lane.
Well, those things don't go very fast.
Right. Well, police caught up with her and pulled her over. Well, it turns out she was just trying to get to Waffle House.
What?
She needed some coffee, and it was about a mile down the road. I mean, she was going to bring it back.
Yeah, okay. I don't think you can still borrow them like that.
Right. But it's not clear if she's disabled or if she even needed the scooter in the first place, but she's facing theft charges.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Well, speaking of coffee, what do you call coffee that's really, really sad?
Ooh, what do you call it?
Depresso.
I must be drinking.
You don't
that
like
today.
It? And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was all complaining about our pool because I think one of our skimmers isn't working right. And I thought maybe there were leaves in there. And I got my Roto-Rooter thing and my snake and I'm pushing it down there.
Oh.
And I was braving the elements of the pool because I'm like, what if a snake comes out of that hole?
I would pay so much money to have a video of you seeing a snake in your skimmer.
I would shoot out of that pool.
I know. It'd be the best video ever.
Probably never swim again because I had that vision. Like, what if the thing that's blocking this is a giant python?
Yes, it's probably an anaconda.
Because we're known for having anacondas.
In the backyards in Arkansas.
Yeah. Megalodons. I saw a megalodon in my pool last year.
Yeah, Animal Control was telling us that they get anacondas all the time.
Yes. And my anaconda don't want none unless you got
Bun-ton.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds horrible. That was such a bad, bad day.
So I'm kind of frustrated by that and the fact that I have to get the pool ready.
Mm.
And then Kelly sends me real life problems.
Yes.
And it brings me back down to earth to thinking, you know what? I'm really dumb.
And your pool problem isn't that big of a deal.
No, because Kelly's house fell in.
Yeah. Actually, just in my youngest son's room.
But what happened?
There's been a leak that we didn't realize was as bad as it was, and we went upstairs, or my husband went upstairs yesterday, and he was like, we have a small problem.
Oh.
And when my husband just says the word small problem, I already know it's not small.
That's a huge problem.
Right.
Because nothing bothers him.
Right, right.
It's all good. It's good.
It's good. So when he says small problem, I'm like, great, we're going to have to move houses.
Right, no joke.
So there's a huge hole that the ceiling fell in. You just almost spit your coffee.
Because you're glad
it's me and not you, and you think it's funny. It's really funny when
fair.
It's not
that
you.
That is not fair to say. That is not fair to say. I mean,
because you would have taken the day off if this would have happened to you.
You dang right I would, probably the whole week.
See?
Well, what did you do?
Well,
when there's a hole in your seat.
Right. We just took a picture and called, some roofing people, and they have tarped it in case it gets, we're going to have probably a new roof.
And it's the whole thing or just that part?
Well, there's that leak, but they found several others as they looked for it. So it's, yesterday was wonderful.
So like I've never had to price a roof.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Does Joey know?
Have already had a heart attack.
Does Joey, I would sell the house.
You would have just gone up to the roof and then just passed out and rolled off the
Boom.
Roof. Yeah,
yeah.
Over.
I would have been done.
Yeah.
I'd put a sign in the yard.
Yeah.
I'd call Eric Birch. Sell this freaking house.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to put a roof on it first regardless.
Oh, well, maybe you sell it without a roof.
Well, anyway, so we're having to go through the whole thing. If you've ever had to go through the whole, you know, the claims and insurance and all, it's just a big, big deal. And you have a hole in your roof.
So estimate the cost of a whole roof.
I didn't look at that. I do have that, but I didn't look at it yet just because I did not want to have a panic attack.
Can we play a game? On your roof.
How much is the roof?
Is it more than 1,000?
Of course.
Well,
yes.
I don't know. You can't tell me. Is it more than 2,000?
Yes.
Is it more than 3,000?
I don't know, because I know that there's roofers out there that are listening and they're going to be like, she's an idiot, because I don't want to say a number.
Just say
I don't
a number.
Know.
Just say a number.
$70,000.
$70,000. That's a nice price on a roof.
Right. I'm gonna say it's probably not that.
What is your favorite song about a roof?
Well, I like the one about the roof being on fire.
How does it go?
I don't remember. I just remember there was a fire involved.
If anybody knows how to fix a roof, they're looking for, is it roofers or roofers?
I'm going to say roofers.
Roofers.
Right.
All right. They're looking for roofers at the Perry property. The Perry compound needs a roof.
Wow. So. I'm going to get home to a lot of people at the house.
Yes. What's your address again if people want to go look at it?
I'm sure people can figure it out.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Thursday, April the 11th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Rick Sanborn of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. We have Jennifer Smith, a teacher at Jonesboro High School, celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday, Jennifer. And Lisa Beasley from Marion is celebrating as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Michelle Phan is 32 today. She's a YouTube makeup star. She has over 8.8 million subscribers.
I watch a lot of her stuff on YouTube.
Joss Stone is 32. She's a singer.
Wasn't she kind of like the hippie girl?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. She's I don't know why good. I know who she is, but
yeah, I don't remember. Her music really. Yep. I'm going to go ahead and let you tell her happy birthday. This next one, I know this is a girl that has a special place in your heart. What's her name?
Alessandra Ambrosio.
She's 38 today. She is a Victoria's Secret model.
She's really pretty, too.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Esposito is 46. She was in Spin City and also Blue Bloods. Goldust is 50 today.
It's WWE superstar, the son of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. So happy birthday to Dustin Runnels, who celebrates today.
And Steve Azar is 55 today.
Ooh, we should do some Steve Azar.
Okay.
Like this one right here. I think this is his biggest hit.
Call it an early weekend. Call it going off the deep end. Call it what you want. I made up my mind.
You know why? Because
I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality.
Nope, ain't gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
3 days without punching a time clock. 3 nights to go and nonstop. No work at all play.
You know what?
I don't have to be me till Monday.
Happy birthday to Steve Azar, 55 years old today. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Jennifer Smith, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard, and the big 107.9 K-Fine. More Steve Azar.
Yeah.
You ready for an early weekend?
Call it going off the deep end.
Let's go off the deep end.
Baby, you and me, we can leave it all behind.
All together now, let's go.
I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock. 3 nights going nonstop. No work at all, play.
Guess what, Kelly?
What is that?
I don't have to be me till Monday.
Happy birthday to Steve Azar.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We've talked about how if I were a rapper, you know, I could be B Drizzle. That's kind of a rap name, right?
Right.
Lil B. You like that one?
Right, yeah.
Because it's okay now to do rap in country. because there is a country rap song that is now the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. It's kind of a crazy story. If you haven't heard about it, Lil Nas goes out, records a song called Old Town Road, and people think it's not country enough. Billy Ray Cyrus hears about this. Billy Ray Cyrus volunteers to go into the studio and record this song with Lil Nas. And now it is the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. If you haven't heard it, it is pretty catchy. This is what it sounds like, Old Town Road.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
It's crazy, right?
Can't nobody I like
tell
it.
Me they nothing. Do. The number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, which is kind of wild because the whole idea behind this is Lil Nas is, hey, just because I'm a rap guy doesn't mean that this song can't be country because it talks about country stuff.
Right.
And that's why Billy Ray Cyrus came into the rescue. If you think about Billy Ray, though, his history on the Billboard chart includes this one.
Hey. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think it understands. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man.
So, Billy Ray Cyrus is back in a big way with Old Town Road.
So the 2019 CMA Music Festival is coming up this summer, and more acts have been added. Brett Young and Chris Jansen are now the latest to be added to the lineup at Nissan Stadium. Now, remember, it's a four-day music fest. It's June 6th through 9th in Nashville. Other performers that were announced are Jody Messina, Billy Ray Cyrus. Wonder if he'll do that song.
Lil Nas, come on.
And then David Lee Murphy. And, of course, to top it off, it was previously announced. Stadium performers include, I mean, it's everybody who is someone. Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Kelsey Ballerini, Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, Kane Brown, Luke Combs. The list goes on and on and on. Literally everyone will be performing.
And this is legit. If you are a country music fan, this is the weekend to go to Nashville. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's there. Mm-hmm. And they're playing all over that downtown Broadway, Nissan Stadium area. It's pretty cool. It's coming up in June?
Yes, June 6th through 9th.
There you go. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Are you ready?
Yes.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
What's in store behind that door? What's in store behind that door? Pull it back, there's so much more. What's in store behind that door?
Time to play What's in Store Behind That Door. We have a contestant on the phone lines, caller number 7, who has the chance to win a combo number 3 from Topher's Tales and More on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. They're here on the weekends. All kinds of great crawfish, all kinds of other great treats. Let's go to the phones and get caller number 7 on with us. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
Alex Holman.
Alex, how are you this morning?
Fine, how are you?
Hey, man, we're doing great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jonesboro, Arkansas.
All right. We have your chance to win a combo pack from Topher's, Tails, and More. But what we have to do is we're going to play What's in Store Behind That Door. You have to pick a door, 1, 2, 3, or 4, and we'll tell you what game you're going to play, okay?
Okay.
So door 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Let's go with door number 3.
Door number 3. Pull that thing back, Kelly. Alex, we are about to play a game. It's called the Pop Culture Quiz. It is you versus Kelly, okay?
Yes, sir.
Good luck, Alex.
I have 3 questions for each of you. We'll start with Kelly, then we'll go to Alex, and then the person who gets the most correct questions is going to win. Kelly, here we go. Question number 1 for Kelly Perry. What is the name of Leonard's blonde next-door neighbor on The Big Bang Theory?
Oh, no. Kaylee Cuoco?
Character name.
Oh no. I don't watch this show.
3.
I don't know.
2.
Okay.
All right. She loses the first one. Kelly's question number 2. Matt Ryan, known as Matty Ice, is the quarterback of this NFL football team. What is the team?
I have no idea. Alex, I can't even guess.
Kelly's final question.
You're doing this on purpose.
Homer and Marge Simpson have three children on The Simpsons. What are their names?
Bart.
There's three of them. I think Alex is taunting
Bart
you.
Bart Jr. and...
So, Alex, all you have to do is get one question right, and you're going to win. Let's try this one.
Give him a hard one. He needs a challenge.
All right, we'll start with the kind of a... I don't know if this is a hard one or not. These are all supposed to be relatively easy. Alex, name the three daughters, the three sisters on the Brady Bunch.
Marsha, Jan, and...
You just have to get one more name.
Sydney.
Hey, congratulations! Alex, you have done it. You have beat Kelly in the pop culture quiz, and we're going to hook you up with a combo number three from Topher's Tales and More, which includes...
It includes 5 pounds of boiled crawfish, potatoes, corn, sausage.
Heck yeah.
Congratulations, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
A lot of times we like to say we bring friends into the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then sometimes we bring in Rodney Poff.
Well, he just asked me, do you always sing? And I was like, yeah, he does.
You probably didn't realize you were singing at the end of that song.
And, was I?
And I noticed we have guests in here and they were kind of cringing.
Oh, it's my first time having these guests too. And she's a singer.
Yeah, Natalie Christine. Embarrassing.
Not impressed with my singing abilities this morning. I was going to see if I could score a backup gig.
Right.
She'll be back way up. Rodney Poff joins us in the studio this morning from Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine. He owns half of downtown. Is that still true?
No.
He's like, what?
Is it true that you will eventually own half of downtown?
No. It'll be, no.
But you're doing a lot of stuff downtown.
Well, yeah.
Tell me about your newest venture real quick.
The Fainting Goat Board Game Room.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun. We have board games from the 50s all the way to today.
Right.
Open on the weekends from 5 to 10.
What, do people book parties?
You can. We are open for party, private parties. It's just a ton of fun. Bring your friends. If you're going to be downtown, just schedule the night downtown. Have dinner downtown. Come down to the Fainting Goat. And it's always a lot more fun when you bring your friends.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And there's some fun games, and laughter is immense, and it's really cool.
So if people want to find out more, they want to kind of see some of the games and stuff, is there a spot online they can go to get information?
Yeah, the Fainting Goat Boardroom Facebook page.
Boom, right there. Let's talk about the events. There's a lot of events happening this weekend, and actually one of the events that is happening tonight, I said, oh, my wife will love this one. Because it's Botox and Botox at Gerhan Dental.
That's right. Gerhan Dental will host the event. It'll give attendees a chance to receive Botox and fillers at a special rate, while Bo Jones of Botox Art exhibits and sells his latest art pieces. Gerhan Dental is at 460 Southwest Drive. This will be from 5 to 7, and you can email misty.may76@yahoo.com.
I've actually talked to Emily about giving me Botox for my forehead.
Oh,
remember this? We talked about this at Charity Ball one year. But the thought was that it would look really weird if I didn't have, like, my whole head was smooth. I look like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
no Botox for me there.
Yeah.
But anyway, Botox and Botox happening tonight. That gives everybody a really awful visual. Also, kicking off tonight, JHS.
Singing bowling ball.
Is kicking off Rock of Ages at the Performing Arts Center. That happens for the next couple of days.
It does. The fun-filled production will feature an array of 80s hits. Tickets may be purchased online at showtixforyou.com. And at the door, the box office opens at 6 each night. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock. That's the showtime. Box office opens at 6, so you can either buy them online or at the door.
There you go. The Jonesboro Open happens again this weekend. This is the second time for doing this. Basically, this is the Disc Golf Pro Tour in Jonesboro.
It is presented by Pro Discus this weekend, 11th through the 14th. This is a stop on the Disc Golf Pro Tour and is open for the public to attend. Disc Side of Heaven, which is located at 3255 Strathflor Road. So that's really big.
Yeah, that's a huge.
Should be really cool.
We're talking about 300 competitors in town for that. So
right.
That's the Jonesboro Open happening this weekend. Tomorrow we have at the Fowler Center Godspell.
Godspell at the ASU Theater Department will present Godspell, and it's going to be again at the Fowler Center. This is a Tony Award winning narrative, one the whole family can enjoy. Friday, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday, showtimes are 7:30, and Sunday the showtime is 2:00. 972-2781 or yourfowlercenter.com.
All right, so there's also an event happening on Friday, Saturday, and Monday at the Forum, which is going to be a deal where you can fall in love with a toy?
With a life-sized ballerina. All doll, right. Sort of.
That's, it's a doll.
That's what the musical, that's what the ballet is about. It's called Coppelia. It's going to be at the Forum. That's Friday, Saturday, and Monday at 7:30, Sunday at 2:00. Tickets 935-2726 or foajonesboro.org.
Also coming up this weekend, on Saturday, they kick off the Doc Rock and Run half marathon and 5K at First National Bank Arena.
That's right, and that starts at 7:30 Saturday morning. The race will benefit the neonatal intensive care unit at St. Bernard's. For registration and more information, you can go to docrockandrun.racesonline.com.
It's all a part of the St. Bernard's Health and Fitness Expo, also happening at First National Bank Arena. That's a huge event. All the health screenings out there. And so much to do.
And it's presented by St. Bernard's. They will feature booths from area businesses and medical health professionals, free screenings, and there will be a kid zone. So Saturday 9 to 4, Sunday 11 to 4. It's a great time, and take the kids out there. It's really cool.
Let's talk about the live music happening this weekend. Attention members and guests, we have music at the Brick House. It's steak night and karaoke tonight. Tomorrow night, Lauren Richmond, and on Saturday, DJ Conway at the Brick House.
501 Steakhouse. Friday night, we'll have Delaney Taylor, and Saturday, Josh Stewart.
Upper Crust on Shelby on Saturday, John Jones.
Eleanor's Pizzeria tonight has Dylan Kate. Tomorrow, it's Kyle Harrison. And Saturday, Delaney Taylor.
Yes Dog Grill Saturday will have Sterling Saul.
Skinny J's tonight, Tony Spinner.
The Recovery Room has music tonight, Delaney Taylor and Ladies Night. Plus, tomorrow night's Vicky McGee at the Recovery Room.
Doe's Eat Place. Saturday, we'll have the Eric Edwards Trio.
J-Town's Grill on Friday, Jacob and Jim, and Saturday, Vicky McGee.
And the Eagles has music coming up tomorrow night. It's Wewers and Friends featuring Sonny Hunt. All that information, all those events, you can find them all when you log on to jonesboro.com. It is
the
city
website. And if you've never heard Sonny Hunt play the guitar, you got to go out there.
Good stuff there.
The guy's amazing.
And don't forget, Food Truck Fest is happening this weekend as well, Southside Softball Complex on Saturday. As Mr. Rodney Poff so eloquently puts it at the end of every Jonesboro.com event roster.
Poff off.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We mentioned a few minutes ago that we had a singer, songwriter in the studio, and I didn't realize I was actually singing while she was in the room.
Well, you did say before they came in that you hoped that she had maybe a backup gig you could do.
Because maybe I could be discovered right here.
And right.
Hey, I always need a backup singer. So.
See, there you go. So you heard me sing a few minutes ago.
Yes, I did.
Natalie Christine joins us in the studio this morning. A cool story from Arkansas. A girl who started off as basically a local regional girl who has decided, hey, I have this love of music, and she wants to pursue the career of it's kind of a hybrid. I hear some rock, I hear some country, I hear some blues, and I think we're going to talk about all that different stuff. But before we even get to that point, you heard me sing a little bit.
Yes.
How would you rate me?
I think you're pretty good.
Kelly, do you think she's being honest?
She's being very nice.
Have you heard, Kelly and I did our own version of Shallow by Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
I have not heard that.
I will have to demo that for you.
Yes, you will. I would like to hear that for sure.
So, Natalie Christine in the studio this morning. First of all, welcome to
K-Fine
in Jonesboro. Give me a little idea on your background, because I know you have ties to this area.
Yes. So, I'm from Brinkley area originally, and we moved to Little Rock when I was in fourth grade and stayed there for quite a while, and I've been back in Brinkley for the last 10 years. That's where my husband is,
right.
So that's where my home is now.
So let's talk about music, because, you know, like, I remember music from my grandparents and my mom. Like, the first music I really remember is, like, Alabama. I remember the Urban Cowboy soundtrack. My mom had an 8-track in her car. Mm-hmm. I remember that. What was the first kind of music that you really were like, man, I love this stuff, that really got you interested in music?
I used to, when I was really young, when we were still living on the farm, I would get, Dad had Foreigner, Air Supply,
right.
Phil Collins, yes. Genesis, all that. So I would get those tapes and had a little Walkman back when those were around, and right. I would go outside and put those tapes in and I would sing those songs. I would just kind of sit in the driveway and sing them, ride my four-wheeler, listen to the music, sing them. Right. So I've loved music my whole life.
Was it something that came naturally to you, though? Because here's the truth.
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
I love music. Mm-hmm. I'm terrible. I'll just go ahead and tell you, I'm terrible. And you have a great voice.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
So was there one song that was like the first one where you felt all this confidence, like, hey, I think I might be able to perform?
I felt more confidence on my debut album than my EP. Yeah, because the EP, you're kind of getting in the studio and getting used to how things work and really kind of trying to find your voice. And
right.
So I think my album was where I felt, yeah, I got it on this one, you know.
So tell me that experience, though, when you decide that, hey, I think I want to try to see if I can make a living doing this. Because it's one thing to be able to be a good singer, and there's a lot of good singers who sing on the weekends, right?
Yeah, right.
But what was the point where you thought, hey, I really think that I want to see if I can make a big go of this?
I've actually wanted to do this my entire life. Like, it's been my dream. I've always wanted to write, and I always have been writing. I would write a lot of poems and stuff like that, and songs when I was younger, but... I've always wanted to do it. I love everything about it. And my mom sang in the choir, so she sings. And then my dad's mom was musician. I mean, it just kind of runs on both sides. So it's in my blood.
So when you sit down to write a song, is there, mm-hmm. are you actually sitting down because you're looking for an idea? Because a lot of songwriters, they go into a room and they're trying to come up with ideas and they're throwing stuff out there. Mm-hmm. Is that how it works for you? Or is it something where something hits you and you just feel like, this is what I have to sit down and write?
Yeah, it's more something hits me, or I try to practice guitar every day. So sometimes I'm just playing around, and if I hit a chord progression or a melody that I really like, I'll play it over again and see just kind of what feeling it invokes and kind of go from there. And sometimes I'll have an idea come up for a song or a title or a lyric, and then I'll go from that. But so it's kind of just depends.
Well, and it's different for it seems like every writer is a little bit different, because you'll talk to somebody. We're friends with Barrett Baber, who made it really far on The Voice.
Yeah.
And he sat in here with us one morning, and he was talking about when he was writing music.
Yeah.
And he basically had a notepad, and he would just write down what he thought were cool titles.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd hear something and go back into his list of titles and then start writing to that title.
Mm-hmm.
I think every writer is a little bit different.
I've done that. I've thought of song titles before, and I'll just put it down, and I'll be driving, I'll pick up my phone and say whatever lyric comes to mind just to have it and work on it later. But it just kind of depends on the day how it works for me. It's a little bit of both ways.
So is the goal, because you hear a lot of people who say, man, the money's in the songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
You write the songs, you can make the money. Because even if you're the artist and you have a great song, you're really going to have to tour behind the song to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
What's the vision for you? Like, do you want to be the artist on stage traveling the country? Do you want to be the songwriter? Kind of where are you coming from there?
I would like to do both. In my mind, I've never seen myself doing like big arenas or anything like that, but smaller venues. I like to be able to talk to people, hear their stories, have them be able to talk to me and not feel like I'm so, you know, far away from them, and just a little more intimate crowd and setting.
Yeah.
So, but I'd like to do both.
So Natalie Christine joins us in the studio this morning. I have a number of the songs. I wanted to give you a chance to kind of explain some of these songs.
Yeah.
Because they're all very different.
Mm-hmm.
And did you write every one of the songs I have here?
Yes. Every song that you hear of mine, I write all the lyrics and the music for it.
Awesome.
So we have Slow Climb. Let's try it. Take a listen to this one. Where does this song come from?
So Slow Climb is every song that I write is largely based on my life and my past life and what I've been through. And I've had a lot of demons in my past that I've, you know, had to deal with and went through a lot of hell, as the song talks about. And that's just kind of, and that was the concept for the album. It was just, it was a slow climb to get to where I am now. But so it's just kind of about that climb out of it and, you know, how hard it is and just takes time.
So if there was going to be a movie about your life, that would be the title track?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Let's take a listen to Fact or Fiction. It's a different vibe there.
Yes, it is.
Natalie Christine in the studio with us this morning on K-Fire. Where does this one come from?
So Fact or Fiction is just kind of about one of those relationships where you meet somebody and it's almost too good to be true.
Right.
And they kind of give you this back and forth where they're so nice and then they're mean, push you away, but you just don't want to quite let go yet. And you don't really know if they're being honest and, you know, is it fact or fiction? Do you really care? Do you not? So that's what that song
like the internal
about.
Struggle of,
yeah.
of what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
That's Fact or Fiction. We also have Leave on a Light.
Feel you getting further, further away. Dark, it seems to last much longer. Didn't it, the worry only grows so much stronger.
Where were you in your mind when that song came out?
I wrote that song not only from the perspective of my parents, but for me also, just like I said, my past was very troubled and they always let me know, you know, when you're ready to come home, you're ready to be out of it, we're here.
That's awesome.
So kind of my perspective to other people that are struggling and going through a lot. So
I get a sense you have a pretty strong family at this point.
I do. Yeah. My parents have been great, and I was a horrible child. Horrible. So.
Let's ring the bell for honesty this morning.
I was a horrible child, and I put them through a lot. So, yeah. But they always have backed me up and been there when I needed them. So they're great.
And here we go. The music career is in the works. Mm-hmm. Songwriting, performing.
Yes.
And you actually have a performance later today, right?
Yes. I'll be performing with John Mohead at the Travelers Hotel in Clarksdale, Mississippi. At 4 p.m. and it kicks off the Juke Joint Festival, and we are set to perform Saturday at 2 p.m. too on the Wade Walton stage.
So if people want to find out more about you, they want to hear the music, they want to find out mm-hmm. how to download the music, to buy the music, or maybe they want to book you for an event, a festival, how can people get more information on Natalie Christine?
You can follow me on Instagram at Natalie Christine Music. My Facebook page is Natalie Christine. And then my music is available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, all that. So it's easy to find.
Awesome to meet you this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And best of luck in all the work. I know that when you're following a passion, man, you know, it's the ups and downs of the passion.
It is. But
it's all about the journey.
It is. And when you do something that you love, it's all right. You can roll with the punches a lot easier.
There you go. Natalie Christine live this morning on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Kim Kardashian, and I'm not sure why I'm a fan, but for some reason I'm fascinated by the Kardashians mm-hmm. and the Jenners and the fact yeah. that they're everywhere and basically run the world. Kim Kardashian is now on the cover of Vogue magazine, the U.S. version of Vogue magazine. Her first time ever as a solo person on the cover of Vogue in the U.S. Kind of a big deal. In there, she's talking about the next step in her life. Of course, you know, she's done reality TV, the beauty lines, the babies.
Yeah.
The next thing in line for Kim Kardashian is she wants to become a lawyer.
Oh.
She's actually started a 4-year apprenticeship with a law firm in San Francisco with the goal of taking the bar in 2022. She wants to be a lawyer. Not only will she be Kim K and have her KKW line of everything, makeup
attorney
and
perfume at law.
But yeah, she'll be able to maybe, you know, take your case as well.
Wow.
Kind of a neat thing with Kim Kardashian.
Got you guys up on Jennifer Lopez. So you may remember that last month, Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez got engaged. They announced it. They put pictures up. Well, not long after that, Jose Canseco came out and basically said, hey, A-Rod's cheating on J-Lo with my ex-wife.
Uh-oh.
Well, then Canseco's ex-wife comes out, says it wasn't true. So there's this whole back and forth thing. Well, J-Lo never responded to any of it until now. So she's being interviewed and she was asked about the whole situation about Jose Canseco tweeting out that A-Rod was cheating on her. She said, immediately she starts laughing. She said, it doesn't matter. She knows what the truth is. She knows who she is. He knows who she is, and they're just happy. So she goes on to say that they're not going to let other people come out and tell them what the relationship is. So, again, Jennifer Lopez is laughing and not worried about A-Rod cheating.
I got you guys up on Avengers Endgame. This movie is going to be huge. It sold more advance tickets in its first week than Star Wars The Force Awakens, which was the previous record holder. And it's actually outpacing Infinity War.
Wow.
5-1.
Can't wait.
5 tickets to every 1 sold. So Avengers Endgame is going to be huge. They're thinking it could break the opening weekend record of $257.7 million set by Infinity War. That movie is going to be huge. Also huge, I'm predicting it now, The Lion King.
It is.
We watched that trailer last night with Kai.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's not the, how would you describe that?
The trailer?
Like the 2019 animation. But it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just called live animation. Yeah.
And Kai's like, Dad, this looks so realistic. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal for him because things look realistic. If you haven't seen the Lion King trailer, it's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com. And of course, every morning on KFine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There was a point in time where I was afraid that people were going to think I was drunk.
Well, that's not good. What were you doing? Let me guess. Was there some really good music on?
Nope, not that. I had an issue driving because, like, we have the big monster truck, the K5 monster truck, right? And I was pulling out to go to Super Tents, and I'm always rushing between things to be able to get ready to go and all that. So I hit the curb and bam, 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 and hit it, you know, and you hit and you look stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that looks dumb. And then I'm like, I'm just going to keep on going. Then I'm in my car. I'm getting ready to go home. I don't know what I was doing wrong, but I hit the curb again. Bang, 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 and my
and your car, that's bad.
So I'm mad at myself. And then I start talking to myself.
When you say talking,
cussing.
Okay. That's what I thought. You aren't giving yourself encouragement.
No, I was mad at myself.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm like, people are going to think that I don't know how to drive.
Yeah.
Or that I've been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I see somebody, you know, plowing into curbs.
Hit a curb, right.
I'm going, oh, they're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Right? So here I'm, bam, 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 bam. And I'm cussing myself. And then I realize that people can see me cussing myself.
That's even more embarrassing.
And that gives me that, oh my gosh, now I'm cussing myself and people think I'm talking to
myself.
Like,
what is wrong with that guy?
Like, he's really lost
it. He is mad.
And he's bald. And he has tattoos. And he's probably dangerous.
You think they can actually see your tattoos?
Well, I worry about stuff like that. It's just like I told you, I saw somebody in a hood one day.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought they were doing bad things because they were wearing a hoodie in their car.
You're messed up.
It's the stuff that goes through my mind. I'm telling you, I think I've had too many concussions.
There's a chance.
Could this be
the
issue?
You've had a lot of chairs hit your head.
I mean, I have. I've hit my head a bunch of times, and maybe that's what it is.
Yep.
I'm just telling you, do you think that if you see somebody in a car, and they're driving, and they have a hoodie on, they've done something bad?
No, I don't.
I'm telling you, I think they've just now stolen something, robbed a bank, drove off without paying for gas.
They videoed a movie at the movie theater.
If they're wearing a hoodie in the car, they've done something bad. I'm just going to stand by that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the parent company that makes like Snickers and M&M and all those M&M. God dang, that's a freaking rapper. Not Morgan Wallen and Whiskey Glasses is on K-Fine. Good morning. It's 9:20. So the parent company behind the brands M&M's and Snickers, they have a job. And this job might be the best job ever.
What is it?
They're looking.
They're learning how to.
I want to die. I'm sure we have another interview coming up. It's the kids from James.
David.
They're back. Friggin' Barry
they
Wire.
They wanted to sing another song. Barry Wire wants to come in and talk about next year's.
he wants to start promoting.
We should text David and say, or if there's some way we could make it look like he sent an email, like, I'd like to get in to talk about next year.
Oh, my God. David, you really screwed this up.
You really screwed this up.
Morgan Wallen, Whiskey Glasses, is on K-Fine. Good morning. It's 9:20. So the parent company behind M&M's and Snickers, they have the coolest job ever. They're looking for an intern. It's a 3-month paid position. And the idea behind this is you are a candy taster.
What?
You get a year's worth of candy as a bonus. And the idea behind this is they want you to be there and be honest about new products that they're getting ready to launch.
Here's the thing. I would take the job, but I would ask for a clause of they would give me new clothes.
New clothes?
Well, if you just keep taste testing, you're going to grow out of your clothes.
If you're looking for this, you can look up Mars. That's the parent company, the world's sweetest internship. It's 3 months, and you can eat candy for a year.
Mm.
Not a bad gig.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, y'all, Billy Ray Cyrus is back. He has a number one song. The number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 charts is a Billy Ray Cyrus song. It's Billy Ray and Lil Nas, and the song is called Old Town Road. So the whole idea behind the song, when they first put it out, Lil Nas did it by himself. People were like, I'm not sure if that's country enough. So Billy Ray jumps in because he likes the lyrics. He likes the verses in the song. Now we have this song number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch. Now, nah, can't nobody tell me nothing.
I'm going to ride around town today with this crate.
Your kids will be mortified. It's Billy Ray Cyrus, Lil Nas. The song, again, is called Old Town Road. It's up if you want to check it out, the full song, on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
So the 2019 CMA Music Festival is coming up this summer, and there's more acts that have been added to the lineup. Now, if you're a country music fan, this is the place to be. This would be a dream place for us to go. But Brett Young and Chris Jansen were the latest to be added to the lineup at Nissan Stadium. And again, it's 4 days of complete music. It's June 6th through 9th in Nashville. We've got David Lee Murphy, Jody Messina, Billy Ray Cyrus, which I bet he'll do that song.
Old Town.
That'll
road
be fun. Kelsey Ballerini, Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan. Everybody's going to be there. Literally everyone.
I'm looking for a roommate if anybody wants to go with me to CMA Fest.
Great.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And of course, every morning here on K-Fine, we bring you that country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry. What's on TV tonight?
Tonight's schedule has Marvel's Cloak and Dagger, Grey's Anatomy, The Orville, Station 19, and For the People.
All right, have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning. And don't forget, if you missed any of today's show, we have a podcast.
All you have to do is search Brandon Baxter in the Morning wherever you get your podcasts.